Welcome to the R.M. Williams Outback Podcast. I'm Terry Cowley, the Senior Associate Editor of R.M. Williams Outback Magazine. Thanks to Elders Insurance for sponsoring this podcast. Iconic Wave Hill Station in the Victoria River District of the Northern Territory is now under the care of only its fourth owner in 140 years. At the heart of Wave Hill's 1.25 million hectares are the people living and working there under the McLaughlin Pastoral Group banner. They're undertaking a program of major infrastructure development informed by their knowledge of effective and sustainable land management and an appreciation for the property's history, potential, and future. This extends beyond the pastoral sector to recognise the significance of the 1966 Wave Hill walk-off of Gurindji stockmen protesting wages and conditions and the role the industry plays in the environmental, cultural, and economic life of Australia. Outback Editor-in-Chief Mark Muller travelled to Wave Hill Station for a remarkable story that features in issue 152 of the magazine. Filmmaker Matt Woods was also there shooting, and this podcast is derived from his film. Matt is the narrator you'll hear shortly. You'll also hear Mark asking the young staff members on Wave Hill some questions about the challenges and opportunities they face working on what is probably the country's most famous cattle station. Join us now on the ground at Wave Hill.
It's nearly the end of the mustering season on Wave Hill Station. Staff are finishing up their breakfast and station manager Matt Wood is starting the morning briefing.
Feeling crooked, obviously still pain, still out. Stay out of the kitchen is the main thing. There's bleach in both bathrooms, all the bathrooms.
At this end of the year, the team is toughened, experienced, and have earned their place at the table.
All right, so we set that up this morning, please.
Matt, now 37 years old, has lived and worked on stations for his entire life and was made manager on Blina Station in the Kimberley at just 23. For the better part of 2 years, he's been manager of Wave Hill, having been appointed to the position by Wave Hill principal Callum McLaughlin, for whom he worked on Blina.
Plenty happening at Wave Hill today. We're three quarters of the way through our second round of mustering the breeders. So we've got two stock camps at two separate yards. We've got a bore run happening. We've got guys servicing the road train and a couple of Toyotas. And we've also got a fairly big bushfire coming at us out of the Tanami Desert, which we now need to find time in our program to deal with.
The main lead of the fire's hit up on our fire scar here. Shay's back burn that he's done the other day to link that fire scar to that, just trickling back nicely.
Yep.
This fire's got to get back 23 kilometres to get around the end of this fire scar. We're ready to go from here at a moment's notice. We can start back burning and start running the line. But it's 160 kilometres from here to the Dungowan corner. What I'm waiting for is for this wind to back off.
Callum was for more than 14 years co-managing director of the McLaughlin family's Jumpbuck Pastoral and today leads his own operation, McLaughlin Pastoral Group, which retains stewardship of Wave Hill, nearby Killarney Station, and Springfield in South Australia.
The McLaughlin family's been raising livestock in remote and rural outback Australia for over 100 years, and I want to continue that tradition and legacy with my family.
All up this season, Wave Hill has 25 to 30 staff, with 15 people working across two stock camps. Breeder Camp spends most of its time based out bush, while Wiener Camp primarily works from the homestead. In the smoky pre-dawn light, Breeder Camp is getting horses ready for today's muster. Joining them is Connie Wood, who, with her husband Matt, forms the senior leadership team on the station. Connie divides her time between the office, their three kids, the homestead complex, and, when she can, out mustering.
My role here has changed from Blina, and it's a lot more office space. There's a lot more logistics and planning that goes in that I have to support Matt with. And so where I really love to be is out there in the paddock.
We give people training and teach them to do things in a safe way, but we also ask them to step outside of their comfort zone and push themselves to learn more about what they can actually achieve. And it's extremely rewarding for Connie and I as managers to see people grow in confidence, skills, and just knowing that they've got what it takes to deal with the challenges that this job and in due course life will throw their way.
You have to set an example professionally and personally to these young guys, and that's challenging. That's challenging, holding that space a lot and holding that space for other people and being there for other people when you really just want to go. Some days, can I just have some time, please? So that's, but you, again, you overcome that by just taking a breath and realising what an impact you're making on these guys' lives.
Working above the stockman and an important voice on station is Zeb Leslie, a mustering pilot based in Kalkarindji. He's been contract heli mustering on Wave Hill since 2005, and he's seen a lot. Guiding and developing young people is important to Zeb as well.
Well, you don't get a choice in the people you work with. But, you know, they're just out of school or green. It's our job to make them better as cattlemen. I mean, I'm just saying they're not good people, but it's our job to make them an asset and make our jobs easy.
Overseer Shay Thackeray.
Yeah, thrown into a leadership spot, like, at a young age, pretty challenging, but...
Jess Riddell, head stockman of the breeder camp.
Working and training young people is quite rewarding for me. It's nice seeing them at the end of the year being very capable young adults, and they come away with so many skills. They can be quite challenging at the start, but they are also very good at listening and learning usually. They want to learn. They come up here because they want to experience it, so they want to learn and listen.
What are some of the opportunities you feel you've had on Wave Hill?
Ringer Tess Rickson.
I think the massive amount of learning.
Ringer Britt Clark.
Well, working with some really good people, for one.
Some of the challenges you face?
Tess again.
Just those long and hot days. Yeah, it's a dangerous job. You just got to keep a lookout, I suppose.
Back to Britt.
Adapting to new places, I feel like, because I've come from a very broad range of different places where they've done, like, different... ways of stock work, so I think that's been a challenge, but it's been a good challenge.
Henry Anderson, head stockman, Wiener Camp.
First year as head stockman, it's sort of been a bit of a challenge, but I enjoy it. I certainly enjoy training young people. Some of them are pretty green when they first come here. Some of them haven't even ridden a horse before or haven't ridden a motorbike, some barely seen cattle.
And what are some of the opportunities you've been presented with here?
Ringer Josh Healy.
Ride horse and, you know, heaps of cattle work.
And what are some of the challenges you've had to overcome?
Ringer Charlie Waters.
Rocks. Plenty of bloody rocks.
Josh Healy again.
In the heat. Gets pretty hot out here.
For many, Wave Hill's history is of great interest. The lease was first taken up by explorer Nat Buchanan in the 1880s, then held by the Vestey family for some 70 years, before passing to the Oxenfords, and, in February 2021, a partnership led by Callum McLaughlin. It's been home to the Gurindji people for tens of thousands of years. And it is this connection that sees the Wave Hill name recognised by many urban Australians.
Looking for Australia's best range of full-size pickup trucks? Then you want a Ram truck. Get into your local Ram dealer for the best selection of powerful, capable and luxurious pickups all under one roof. With Australia's best range of full-size pickup trucks, Ram eats everything else for breakfast. Visit ramtrucks.com.au or see your Ram dealer today and get into a Hemi V8-powered Ram. Enough said.
In 1966, Gurindji elder Vincent Lingari led his fellow Aboriginal stockmen and their families in the Wave Hill walk-off in protest at the poor wages and conditions offered by Vestey's. This marked a pivotal moment in the history of the land rights movement. George Edwards is today the chairman of the Gurindji Aboriginal Corporation. He was born on Wave Hill, worked there as a stockman, and was present in 1975 for a historically significant event.
Back to Callum McLaughlin.
So George, were you there on the day that Gough Whitlam poured the sand into Vincent Lingari's hand?
Yes, I was there. Yep.
And how did that feel?
Well, that feel... Anyway, old Vincent was proud, and even our people, because, you know, he had sand on his hand.
Yeah.
He said to Vincent, "Now, Vincent, this is your land. That's where you stay."
This symbolised the return of a significant portion of country back to the Gurindji people, who in 2020 were granted native title over Wave Hill. Leah Lehman is a highly regarded artist and community worker and proud of Gurindji leadership in Wave Hill's history.
You know, and back then our leaders were really strong.
They were strong.
And they had that pride, you know. They were really proud of their cattle company. They were really proud of
the working with the cattle.
Yeah, with the cattle, yeah.
I reached out to the elders of the Gurindji mob. I just wanted to show them the respect of acknowledging their existence here and their native title.
As well as developing relationships with the local community, development has been a strong theme on the pastoral side under the new ownership, both in terms of the people and through substantial land management and infrastructure work.
It's not a blank canvas, but there's a huge amount of scope for us to deploy our knowledge and skills and utilise technology and use some traditional methods, you know, to create a fabulous business. So we've dropped the numbers back a bit initially until the country is well healed and rehabilitated. There's a lot of waters which need upgrading to solar. We've put in about 15 bores already in the 2.5 years we've been here. We've done 100k of fencing this year. We're building a new set of cattle yards. We've already opened up 1,500 square k of country, which was previously largely undeveloped. And my modus operandi is always to hand country on in better condition than when we arrived. So the herd we're looking to develop here will be a high quality grey Brahman herd. We're looking to do that because our market, principally in Indonesia, which has been the biggest market for the last 30 years for this Northern Australian product, that's the article that they really want.
It's been a huge couple of years on Wave Hill since it was bought by the McLaughlins.
If you just land on the southern side of the road train.
For Matt, every day is a people and logistical challenge to keep the many different cogs on the station working together and running smoothly.
We've got a lot of things going on concurrently, which is quite challenging for us to keep all of those pieces moving together. And just drawing on experience and, you know, getting people to push a bit harder.
A year in the stock camp certainly bloody gives people some huge fortitude. And that translates into the, you know, the challenges that they'll be given in the rest of their life.
Connie and I have a great team here. We've got two great head stockmen, first class overseer, and a whole bunch of kids that have a real can-do attitude that want to deal with these problems that come up. And they're people that want to step forward rather than step back. And they're the kind of people that make it all possible.
I hope you enjoyed the trip to Wave Hill. The audio was narrated and captured by Matt Woods with Mark Muller as executive producer. Thanks to sponsors Kent, Saddlery, Yeti, Thinkwater Broom and Red Range Stock Supplements with the generous assistance of Pilates. Thanks also to Amy Craig, Callum McLaughlin, Sebastian Lipp, Claire Das-Nevis and the staff on Wave Hill Station. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this land. Thank you for listening and we'll catch you next episode.
Now's the time to upgrade to a new Ram truck. With unrivaled Hemi V8 power and a max brake towing capacity of up to 4.5 tonnes. With quick delivery available right now, you can get behind the wheel of a new Ram faster than ever. Stocks are limited, so see your Ram dealer or visit ramtrucks.com.au today. Ram eats everything else for breakfast. Stock and delivery times vary by model and dealer.